You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hi there, I'm David Hogg, the host of A Little Alternative, once again in the dressing room at Glasgow's King Tut's Wawa Hut.
We're stars now, can't you see? The center of the world is only me.
Now, long-term fans of A Little Alternative will know that one of the bands I've been championing ever since I saw them open for the Main in September has been the wonderful Night Riot. Well, I'm sat with their lead singer, Travis Hawley, right now. Hi, Travis, how are you doing?
David, what an introduction. You nailed it. That was so good.
I'm really surprised I managed to get that in one take.
I don't know how you did it, but it was great.
Well, first of all, how have you been since we last spoke?
We've been really well. I mean, been really busy. We just got back to the UK yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of suffering from a little bit of jet lag, but just really happy to be over here, specifically to be in Scotland. It's one of our favorite places in the world to play.
Oh, but of course.
I swear to God, I'm not just saying that either. I really like it here.
They always say there's a weird thing about Glasgow crowds as well, that they're really, really intense. Is there rabid passion like that anywhere in the States as well?
I think it's just you got that hot blood inside the cold weather. Some people are just a little fiery, even though the outside doesn't always show it.
That snow today was horrific. You're back now for a headline tour of the UK in the same venue where you supported the Main, and I believe you supported the Honey here as well.
Right.
So is it strange that there are people who have seen you at those gigs and are now coming back specifically to see you? Does that put a bit of pressure on you?
I feel like, honestly, you're so focused on working on the music and working on what the set's going to be like. I didn't really put it together till I literally was just on stage doing soundcheck. And, I mean, honestly, I'm just flattered that people want to come check us out, and we're proud to be here. We're excited. We met a lot of really good people here playing with the Main and also the Hunna. And it's been quick. I mean, we've only been coming to the UK for the last 5 months, so yeah, we're excited to see what happens.
That must be so weird, going from being like a support band to a headline actor. Are the responsibilities different at all?
It's a completely different thing. So when you do a support slot, you usually have 20 to 30 minutes, and you know, the pressure's not on you. It's not your evening. And oh, I just remembered something I didn't do. You have to do things like have the music playlist for the night and things like that. So it's a whole different ballgame.
Uh-huh. When you're a support band, you're there selling your sound. And one thing that I remember about your live show is that it was hectic with the glow-in-the-dark drumsticks. So can we expect more of that tonight?
Just wait for tonight.
No, it's just, you know, even for this is our first time unveiling our new set. So every time you go out for a tour, you have the first show. Mm-hmm. And you kind of just, you have this idea of what you want to do. And we're very theatrical live.
Yeah. And yeah, you can say that again.
And so, you know, it's always like the first night is just like, oh, we thought about this in our head, we figured it would work, and then you perform it and you see if it does, and then you kind of go from there. But this is a whole hour and 15 minutes of music versus 20, 30 minutes, so that is a whole different responsibility.
So you did mention a new set there. This goes into my next question of, you have a new song called Colour Morning. Tell us a bit about that.
We recorded and produced that down in Los Angeles, California, with a guy named Eric Palmquist. And yeah, it's sort of just the beginning of new music, and we have a bunch in store for everybody. And we just wanted to get something out and just kind of rolling, and something we're really proud of. We were really pushing kind of more of a minimalism thing. And yeah, just kind of always making music, always writing, always creating.
I definitely do pick up that more minimalism style, because I was listening to it.
That's
the way to describe it, yeah.
Well, we kept on saying, because we have a tendency to always put too much on. Because you can always hear melody. There's always a million different melodies that are floating around the air to throw onto a song. But the difficult part is saying what doesn't need to be there. Yeah. And so we really have been challenging ourselves to just keep taking away, and see what we can get away with.
Less is more attitude.
Interesting too, because once you get that kind of thing going on, the music actually gets a little bit bigger sounding. It's like, it's the strangest thing.
Okay, it can almost be too much.
Exactly. And the sheets expose your shoulders. It hits how deep I'm in.
Could we be as close as we felt before again? A new song. Does that mean that there's a new album in the works?
There may be a new album in the works.
Can I get a bit more on that? Or am I just getting there might possibly be a new record?
There is a new album in the works.
Is it going to be called Dark Violet by any chance?
I don't know. I can't tell you everything.
You smiling?
I smile a lot.
Okay. Moving on swiftly. And while I mentioned Dark Violet, you've got that massive US headline tour as well.
Yeah.
That must be scary and exciting.
Yeah, it's about a month of shows. And it's our first headlining tour over there as well. So we got a big couple months ahead of us.
You don't say. From like an album like Love Gloom, which was huge and there was so many songs on it, and you've mentioned a more minimalist sound already on Colour Morning, so is that sort of road you're going down then, more minimalisty on this new record?
I think so. Yeah, I believe so. I think that Love Gloom was definitely more of a rock, organic record. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the vision for that one, was we wanted to do something that was very much like not recorded to, it was recorded all together, and there's a lot of almost, I mean, maybe looseness, and then it's very guitar driven. This one, I think we're kind of vamping it up a little bit. We're trying something new. It's good for us to have a certain set of parameters when we write. I think it kind of makes a certain cohesion.
Yeah, so you sort of limit yourself.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's been artists, the composer Niels Fram, who just decided to go, no, I'm not going to limit myself at all and just do everything.
Right.
It worked out pretty well, but it's just mental.
Right. We've always been a band that's just all
just, let's do everything.
Yeah. Right. And so now we're a little bit kind of trying to focus in a little bit.
I suppose that lets you find the Night Riot sound.
Exactly.
If such a thing exists.
Yeah.
Where can listeners of my show, A Little Alternative, catch up with all things Night Riots or all things Travis Hawley? As I believe you're rather prolific on the old Instagram.
I would say hit us up on Instagram. That's like our most personable place. Mm-hmm. And we try to do a lot of live videos, and we do acoustic videos and stuff. And then you can find music, of course, on Spotify or Google Play and nightriots.com. Find out all the information and what's going on.
And then Facebook, Twitter, all the usual.
That's right.
So finally, once this UK tour's done, once the US tour's done, is it just straight into the studio and crafting the album, which may or may not be called Dark Violet?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just going to try to get as many songs as we possibly can in the bag. But yeah, until then, we kind of just like releasing stuff, so don't be surprised to hear some new music in the next month.
Oh no, not more music.
More music.
Anyway, Travis Hawley, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
I've been David Hogg, and you've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.